more and more about the Lord Jesus through His Word, more about God's love. While we are turning to Genesis 6, we're probably already there, it doesn't take much time. There are so many of us here that have more than one Bible. Is it not true? I have about 5 Bibles of my own at home. But do I always open the Word of God every morning? Or do I have to get the dust cloth out to dust it off? There's many in this world, in Southeast Asia, that don't have the privilege that we do of holding a Bible in our hand, of reading its pages freely. Genesis chapter 6. This is when Noah built the ark, when God was telling him. Genesis chapter 6, verse 14. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and thou and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. Verse 16. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. I'll stop there with that verse. In chapter 7, verse 5, and Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. Turn over to 1 Samuel. Samuel chapter 2, verse 18. But Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child girded with a linen ephod. Verse 26. And the child grew on, and was in favor both with men, with the Lord, and also with men. Also in Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. John chapter 10. John chapter 10, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Just one more portion in Romans 8. Romans 8. Romans 8, verse 28 and 29. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. You know, back in when Noah built the ark, he pitched it within and without, as the Lord had commanded him. We have the Bible here. It's been noted in Sunday school class some weeks ago that Noah learned God before he had a family. Even if we have a family and we learn God, we can learn God afterwards. But I would encourage our hearts, those that are young amongst us, get out God's Word. like Noah. He pitched it within and without, so that when the rainstorms came, the ark would not perish. Noah put God first in his life. He built an ark to the saving of his household. I'm sure that each father here wants all his family members saved for eternity. You know, in Samuel, we might think that Noah was an old person. But in Samuel, we see that he was girded, a child girded with a linen ephod, serving the Lord, ministering unto him. I believe, if I'm correct, that linen in Scripture speaks of purity. You know, we heard this afternoon much about glorifying the Lord, bringing glory to his name. You know, when he was brought into this world, the shepherds were feeding their flock by night, were watching over their flock by night, We're in the days in which we are in, our night seasons. We have a shepherd who is the Lord, the living Lord who died. We sing sometimes. In John chapter 10, we've read that the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Have we all given our lives over to him? Maybe we don't, or should I say, maybe we come to a Bible conference because our parents bring us to it. Maybe we have a Bible because it's a tradition to hold a Bible in our hand. Many of us, if not all, are familiar with what happened on 9/11. I've told this story more than once, but not to you all. 3 months after 9/11 happened, a man in the was able to go around to each one in the Pentagon who had seats that were burned, offices that were burned. And he came to this one sergeant and he said, "What would you like from your desk if there is anything salvageable?" And he said, "My Bible." So when the day came that this person was able to go to each desk, he came to the sergeant's desk. Everything on the desk was burned except for his Bible that he had opened to Psalm 91 that morning. If anyone here wants to reject the Word of God, it is powerful, and we have a faithful Creator. We have a shepherd who gave his life for the sheep. And you know, we as Christians may go through trials down here, but if we pitch ourselves within and without with this Word of God when we're young and when we're old, until the Lord comes, we'll be able to withstand the storms because we have our shepherd which has gone on before us. You know, in Romans 8, 28 and 29, we learn that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purposes, to be more conformed to the image of his Son. He's not doing it to hinder us. He's doing it to fulfill his glory. And you know, in us holding the Bible and going on for the Lord, we can put him first in our lives. And if we put him first in our lives, we'll be better off for it. I believe I can say with all my heart that the Lord Jesus gave all glory to the Father how much have we given to our Lord who died for us? How much have we bestowed upon Him?